Dear Mort, have you heard the good news? Claudia and, I guess it's Julio, are back together and happier and healthier and stronger than ever. But we have one question. How do we tell our family and friends after all the back and forth and drama we put our family and friends through? Because to be conservative speaking, this is our third time getting back together again. We married, then divorced, then remarried, then divorced, and are now back together. So you can see it's been a lot of back and forth. Claudia feels that because of all this back and forth, that her family will be fed up and write her off, which will devastate Claudia as she values her relationship with her family and loves them very much. With all that being said, what's the most proper way to move forward? Please help. Thank you, Julio and Claudia. Okay. So good question. Look, I understand that it might look to them like craziness, and even though you didn't say this, maybe it's even a little uncomfortable, a little embarrassing to you. But as I've mentioned before, this is a highly private matter. What goes on in your personal life, what goes on in your marriage, is really none of anybody's business. And that even goes for your family, that even goes for your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your cousins. That goes for everybody. And so you don't owe them an explanation. And if they ask, it's only because they're not mature enough, don't have enough wisdom to realize that they shouldn't be asking. They shouldn't be making comments. They shouldn't be making jokes. And so you should keep it private. Even if you had a good answer to the question, even if you had a good explanation, I would advise you not to offer it. Just feel safe and secure within yourself that you guys have done the right thing, that you're on the right track. And so what that you've had a rocky history? An Iraqi past, you're on the right track now. And not everybody can say that. And that's something to really be proud of, not embarrassed about. But people are not entitled to know your story, how you feel about it, what happened, and they shouldn't be asking. And so, you know, you should feel secure that you're doing the right thing by keeping it private. And when you're around your family over time, hopefully they'll see how you treat each other, and they'll appreciate the comeback that you've made. And your actions, you know, the way you treat each other in front of them, over time will speak for itself and offer all the explanation that they need. In terms of Claudia's fear that her family is going to write you guys off, look, you know, reach out to them and be kind to them. Try to connect with them. Don't give up on them. Don't treat them the way they treat you. It sounds like you fear that because of what's going on, they're going to treat you in a certain way, give you the cold shoulder, give you the silent treatment, maybe be rude or inappropriate, try to distance themselves, whatever the case may be. Our tendency is to treat people like they treat us. And, of course, we feel justified in doing that. You know, why haven't I called my mother in 6 months? Well, because since Julio and I got back together, you know, she hasn't spoken to me. Well, but you haven't spoken to her either. So we shouldn't treat people like they treat us. We should treat people the way we want them to treat us. So regardless of how your Claudia's family treats you guys, you should, with a smile on your face, make an effort, maybe make a special effort at this time to connect with them and to have something to do with them and to be kind with them. And eventually, you'll warm their heart. They want to have a relationship with you. You know, I just had a session with a woman who told me that, you know, she went to visit her husband at work, which he wasn't very happy about. His ex-mistress still works there. And for a long time, she has avoided that workplace. But she went there recently. And, you know, she went with a smile on her face and a hop in her step. And she brought him lunch. And, you know, she did the right thing. She's his wife. The other woman is the mistress. She has nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be ashamed of. And she belongs there as much as the wife of any husband belongs there. So keep it private and make a special effort to cultivate your relationship with your family, despite how they may treat you.